You're listening to Podcast for the Soul, a weekly podcast about increasing self-esteem so you can empower your life through owning your personal power and embracing your worth. Here's your presenter, self-help author and co-producer of Shining Bright Radio, Kelly Martin.
Hi there. You're listening to episode 3 of Podcast for the Soul. Today I want to talk about the subject of envy. Now, if you're listening to this, you've probably experienced envy a lot in your life. Now, envy is not the same as jealousy. It's often confused because jealousy tends to involve three people. For example, you're in a relationship and you perceive another woman or another man as a threat to that relationship. That's jealousy. Envy is more a two-person experience. It's when you're envious and wanting something that somebody else has, say a certain characteristic or an attribute, or own something that somebody else has. Now, envy for me really plagued my life for a very long time. It probably turned me into a bit of a victim. I believed that so many people were succeeding in their careers and their purpose in life. I saw so many people passing me by, or who I thought were passing me by, often much younger than me too. And I also felt very envious of people who seemed to be more confident and have greater self-esteem than me. And I felt envious of people who had more money and who had their own homes. And like many women, over my life I felt envious of how other women look, wanting to look more prettier, more slimmer, more healthier. And envy for me has brought up a lot of feelings like rage, and I would blame a lot of people. Because I felt so insecure and less than. I went to the extreme sometimes. I felt like I had to prove to myself that I was better than them. Or I'd do the other end of the scale. I'd make myself feel worse than them. And when I wanted to feel better, I'd project blame onto them. I'd gossip about them in the past. I'd make them wrong. Just to make myself feel better, because the envy was so heavy and painful inside of me. Now, envy can create so many problems in our lives. If the envy is really extreme, we can perhaps isolate ourselves. We may see other people doing better in certain areas in life, and we don't go towards those areas. We don't try and make things work in that area because we think that we'll never make it as good as those other people. And we may also withhold love from other people because of the envy. I know that I closed my heart to a lot of family and friends in the past and people I saw in the world because of the feelings of envy. I couldn't open my heart to love because the envy made me less loving towards myself. I had no compassion for myself. And because of this, I wasn't able to give it to anybody else. And envy really stopped me pursuing my goals and dreams also. I procrastinated a lot. I didn't put the effort in to take the actions to do the things that I wanted to do. I tried to. I kind of half-hearted put the effort in. And I didn't really commit fully to myself. With envy, we tend not to trust ourselves because we don't trust other people. And that's really hard to experience. Because self-trust is one of the foundations of self-love, along with self-acceptance. So because of the envy that I felt, and it was really plaguing my day, I felt like every day life was giving me more reasons to feel envious. I'd finally feel like I was getting better or feeling more successful in an area, and a friend or somebody new would come into my life and they'd be doing something so much better and bigger than I was. My ego was so fragile back then. So through mindfulness meditation, I started to become more aware and started to observe my feelings and to see what was happening for me. What was it that was causing me so much pain? And I started to realize that I could use this envy. Envy can be used as a motivation. If we see, for example, somebody doing something we really want to do, maybe travel the world, start a business, write a book. Now we can spend all of our lives feeling envious, feeling rage, feeling blame, and then feeling guilt for feeling like mean people. Or we can start taking small steps in the direction of that which we want. Now, as I began to take those steps, my envy became less and less. I now know that it's sort of a red flag. It's a flashing beacon shining out. When envy gets really strong in me, I recognize that it's because the person I'm envious of is doing something that my soul really wants to experience. And then I'd go about finding out what can I do to go onto that pathway. And the more that I started to take action, the more busy I became. And the more busy I became, the less I looked outside of myself for my sense of worth and value in the world. And this is how we can move through envy. We can become more loving and compassionate towards the part of us who feels envy, because it could have protected us in the past. That envy could have protected our fragile sense of worth by making us feel like we're better than in some way. Even victim consciousness could do that also. It could be a way of protecting and helping us feel safe in who we are. But as we grow and as we expand our worldview of who we are and what we want in life, we have to change all of that. And we have to start telling a new story. A story where we are the main player in that story. And everybody else is just actors in our new TV show of life. So when the next person comes into your life that brings up this intense feel of envy and you feel stressed, depressed, anxious, ask yourself what it is within them that you have the potential to be within you. Is it time to start writing? Is it time to draw up that business plan? Perhaps you want a relationship. Is it time that you started to join a dating agency? Life only brings us people that bring up the envy when it's time for us to step into our power. And the more we own our feelings, the more we accept what's happening, and the more we question why we feel what we do, the more empowered we become. We own our power by owning our feelings and taking full responsibility for our inner world and how we project ourselves in the outer world. So don't feel like you're going to feel envious forever. And don't beat yourself up if you feel envy. You're not wrong and you're not bad. You're not being mean. And so don't be mean to yourself, because you're worth a lot more. And you have so many skills and talents that you may not have acknowledged or stepped into yet. What we need, we receive, at the right time. And perhaps the people in your life that are making you feel envy are messengers on your path, signalling you it's time for change. And it's your job to discover what that change is going to be.
Thanks for listening to Podcast for the Soul with Kelly Martin. If you like what you just heard, please pass along our web address, podcastforthesoul.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archives, and don't forget to subscribe and give us a review on iTunes. See you next time at Podcast for the Soul.